companies are going through it too. Our kids' schools, people we know, businesses we use, so we understand that. But we will never apologise for fighting for our members. This is what we do. And the bottom line is, all of these mad figures that have been put out there about the damage we're causing to the economy, that is the same number which is the value of our members' labour. That's what they deliver to the economy of their capital every single day when they come to work. So that's what they're worth. And we're demanding a fair settlement for our people.
There's pay, there's hours, there's those demands. There's also demands for things like 75% discount on travelling on National Rail. Why should your members be given a 75% discount on National Rail?
They work in the transport system. We're asking for decent travel benefits which are enjoyed right across the railway network. That's what we want for our members in TfL. And by the way, it's not just that. In Docklands Light Railway, we want some job security. We want some job security for a part of that network that has been put out to the private market, and our members are worried about their futures.
Can this be resolved, this strike? You know,
absolutely.
The mayor has said get back around the table. He's calling for you to get around the table at TfL. Can this be resolved?
Well, where is his table? What table is he calling for me to get around? He's the chairman of TfL. What do you mean you're going on Twitter, you're saying get round the table? Invite us to a meeting. If he wants to sit down with us, we'll sit down with him. Get off of Twitter, he's got my phone number. Ring me up and tell me what table he's on about, and I'll be sat on it for my members.
There'll be questions from journalists, please.
What's going to happen after Friday, Eddie? What's the time scale
after
that?
After Friday, at the moment there are no negotiations in place with any of the people we're in dispute with. We are now also considering Air Industrial position in relation to the Elizabeth Line Crossrail following the exposure of the plan to close ticket offices across that part of the network. Something that we don't understand, by the way. We know what the public's disposition is towards ticket offices. We've just had the biggest public consultation out of all public consultations, and the travelling public have made their position crystal clear. Why we would see a return to this failed Tory policy under a Labour administration is absolutely beyond me. So we have got to consider our industrial position in the Elizabeth Line. It will depend on whether there is an offer for more negotiations in London Underground, in bespoke services and in the Docklands Light Railway. If they're not forthcoming and we can't make progress, then we will be considering a further wave of industrial action across the capital.
What do you say to those who say that your members, tube drivers in particular, are very well paid and they had big pay rises last year, so why should they get big pay rises again?
We've had some good pay rises, but the fact of the matter is our members are poorer now in London Transport than they were in 2007. Every worker in this country is poorer now than they were 20 years ago. Wages and living standards are in crisis in Britain. We're seeing a total collapse in living standards right across all jobs in all sectors of the economy. Even on a tube driver's wage, how are you supposed to buy a house in London? You can't. That is the fact for workers everywhere, so we make no apologies for demanding decent wages for workers. You've seen the value that our members bring to the capital. It's right that we get a share in that value. We've got record ridership, £166 million surplus in the TfL budget. Our members have delivered that. We've helped them save £100 million on the pension scheme, and we want our fair share. We're not apologetic about that at all.
Questions?
Any more?
Can I ask you, just about the Labour Deputy Leadership, we've got a race on. Do you have a candidate that you favour?
We don't have...
What direction do you want to see the Labour Party going?
Look, I don't give a monkey's about personalities. What I'm interested in is results. What I want to see is a debate. As long as there's a good debate and a candidate comes out of it that's going to deliver results, I'm happy with that. Beyond that, I couldn't care less.
Suggested that you turn a blind eye to members who are standing in the way of, for example, goods going back and forth between Israel and the UK. Can you explain a bit about that? Would RMT members stop trade with
our position as a trade union is that we think there should be sanctions on Israel. We think there should be an end to the export of weapons, an end of arms licences to Israel. And if any of my members are punished for their conscious decision that they don't want to take part in any of this activity, my union will stand behind them. Any other questions?
In previous tube disputes, there's been pressure from central government for TfL to take action to end the dispute. What do you want to see from the Labour government in Westminster?
I want to see the Labour government deliver on their manifesto. I've been told, and so have my members, we're going to see the biggest wave of insourcing in a generation. Yet in Transport for London, quite different to the National Rail, what we see is the Elizabeth Line put out to tender. London Overground put out to tender. All of the cleaning contracts put out to tender. And a lot of these tenders are going out well beyond the life of this Parliament. So there's no insourcing in London Underground. There's a total opposite. There's no improvement for workers at the bottom of the food chain in London Transport. They're driving their wages down. So we want to see the Mayor deliver on the manifesto that they stood on as a Labour government. Otherwise, what's the point? And I'll tell you what I want to know, is who's actually running this shop? Because I think he's the elected mayor, but I'm not sure he's in charge. I think the permanent bureaucracy in TfL, I think those senior managers are on inflated six-figure salaries, the lot of them, with massive bonuses, giving themselves well north of 20% pay rises. I think they're running the show. Now, I didn't elect those people, but the people of London elected Sadiq Khan. So I want to see him step in and deliver on his manifesto pledges.
Eddie, on Labour leadership, you said you want to see a debate. There's a chance this could just be an appointment from Bridget Phillips. How damaging would that be?
I don't think there should be an appointment of any kind.